Across the Great Plains yesterday afternoon got unusually warm to almost hot, with the temperatures running in the 80s from portions of Texas all the way northward into portions of South Dakota. Some temperatures reached over 90 degrees in portions of western Texas, and that was all indicative of how dry the air has become across some of the plains. The dry air was accompanied by some breezy conditions as well, and further dried down the topsoil. And we're going to see the warmth abate a bit from the northern parts of the plains, but with southern areas will continue to be rather warm for an extended period of time. It looks like some of those southern hard red winter wheat country areas will still see 80 and 90 degree temperatures here this afternoon and perhaps again tomorrow afternoon and on Saturday. And we'll expect the temperatures then thereafter to start to cool down a little bit more notably. The northern plains will already be seeing some cooler air periodically, but it's not going to be quite cold until we get to the weekend and into the early part of next week. The temperatures on Sunday afternoon will be in the 40s from portions of Kansas northward to the Canada border. In the meantime, the Midwest is going to be seeing some warm weather at least through Sunday. In the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, I should say, the western Corn Belt will see some of that cooler air on Sunday itself. But we'll expect the temperatures these next two or three afternoons to be 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the Midwest. Some 50-degree readings may occur in the far northernmost areas. And then on Sunday, the cooler air will be in the western Corn Belt with 40 and 50-degree highs, but the eastern portions of the Midwest will still be seeing temperatures in the 60s and 70s. As we go on into the first part of next week, the cooler air will overspread most of the Midwest, and we'll see temperatures in the 40s and 50s in almost all areas on Monday afternoon, and then a little bit of a moderation in temperatures possible on Tuesday and Wednesday with 50s north and 60s south, which isn't too far from normal for this time of the year. Our temperatures at night are expected to still be rather balmy for a little while. We'll look for 30 and 40 degree readings tonight, but tomorrow night we'll likely see the temperatures in the 40s, even some lower 50s occurring across parts of the Midwest, and that will continue to be the case on Sunday morning with the exception of the northwesternmost Corn Belt, where we'll see temperatures backing down into the 20s and 30s. The cooler air will overspread a large part of the northern central plains and the Midwest as we move a little bit further out into the first part of next week, with freezes occurring in northern and some western areas. Crop damage is not likely because we haven't gotten into the fields very significantly thus far, and even for winter wheat doesn't look like there's much of a concern for crop conditions. Now, precipitation across the Midwest is probably going to still be the number one issue. We are going to see a band of showers coming across the heart of the Midwest during the course of the day today, but they will not have much meaning until we get to the overnight hours and early tomorrow morning. At that point, we're probably going to see a little bit of a line of showers and thunderstorms developing across the lower eastern portions of the Midwest, starting off first from central Illinois to southeastern Michigan as we get to the evening tonight. And then overnight, we'll likely see the storms becoming more significant near and north of the Ohio River, where we could see some amounts going a half inch to an inch and even something perhaps a little greater in a couple of counties. Now, most of the heavier precipitation will be limited to the southern half of Indiana and the southern two-thirds or three-fourths of Ohio, and otherwise I think a lot of the precipitation is going to be relatively light. It's still going to disrupt the drying trend that's trying to get underway. We'll see another period of a day or two of drying after that, but the next larger storm system will begin to impact the western Corn Belt on the Saturday evening and continuing into Sunday, and that will move across through the eastern portions of the Midwest, mostly Sunday into Monday, and a significant amount of rain will fall. Some areas will get 1 to 2 inches out of that event, even something locally greater than that. So we will see a setback and the opportunity to get into the fields at that point in time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.